Welcome back to CJNU Presents Steely Dan. In 1977, Asia would be released, and it frequently gets bandied about by professional audio engineers as one of the best-sounding albums of all time. Blending the now-famous Steely Dan formula of smooth jazz rock, sardonic lyrics, and top-notch production, it won a Grammy for Best Engineered Recording, Non-Classical. So many great songs from this album. Home at Last, the title track Asia, Black Cow, Peg, and this one. They got a name for the winners of the world. I want a name when I lose. Here's Deacon Blues.
Shame there where I used to stand.
1980 would see the last Steely Dan album for 20 years. Plagued by creative, personal, and professional problems during its two-year recording, it would see the band take a long hiatus, in which both Becker and Fagan would work on solo projects. But the album is, I think, one of their best. In my opinion, the struggle was worth it because there isn't a clunker on this album. Well, to be fair, I don't think there's a clunker on any Steely Dan album, so you might want to take my opinion with a grain of salt. Hey 19, Gaucho, Glamour Profession, all superb tracks. And this one. Put down the top and start Sunset Driving, because this one's the perfect accompaniment. Babylon Sisters.
crushed fossil from a shell. San Francisco, show and tell. Well, I should know by now that it's just a spasm, like a Sunday in TJ, that it's cheap but it's not free, that I'm not what I used to be, and that love's not a game for three.
Babylon.
So fine, so young.